Norm is jumping up and down in the corner here. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead. Real quick. Hang on, Norm. What does Bob have to say about Dak?
I would defer the floor, but hearing the Bears are talking about doing a deal with Trubisky, I imagine they would be more than happy to go 5 for $200 to try to get Dak to Chicago. So Dak's going to get paid here.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Norm, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I want to thank George, first of all, for letting me lead the second half of this little round table. A little bit late, but
I'm sorry.
Because in a moment, we were going to welcome one of our dear, sweet, lifelong It's Just Kid Stuff friends. But first, my name is Norman Koresh Bundy Hitchkiss. I work for Sports Radio 510, 96.7 FM Ticket. And before I bring on my lifelong friend, let me just pre-say that I'm now going to introduce said friend.
Well, that was unnecessary.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Titty Babe, Sticky Tibby Diddy, the man who holds the record for the greatest number of consecutive virginity years, Goose Goslin, a.k.a. Dickies! Dickies! Goose, welcome, my friend.
Morning, Norman. Always a pleasure to come on, talk a little football with you, get me away from the Mandalorian for a little bit.
I appreciate that, pal. I just appreciate that so much. And let me just add to those who may be tuning in right now that I just switched into my sincerity mode. So you'll be hearing me throwing in unnecessary pauses like... And also, you'll be hearing me pepper my speech with a few sincerity smacks.
Yeah, the
sincerity smacks. What happened in the nation's capital this week?
Okay, Norm, we don't have time.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's get to that lightning round.
Let's get to our first question. Let's get to the lightning round here. Okay, we're going to start off with, let's play a little, will he be back next year? And we're going to start with Jalen Smith. Now, Jalen, just not the linebacker. There used to be.
Nope. A lot of flash. A lot of flash, no substance. Another blown second rounder. Can't keep blowing second round picks, Norm.
Such a quick answer, Goose. So definitive, so well thought out ahead of time. Goose. I love it, pal. I just love you. Hey, love you, guys. Okay, let's go around the horn here. Let's go over to George Dunham.
Yes, he is back because Jerry will want him back.
Hey. And let's go to Bob Sturm.
I think he'll be back. I kind of think he shouldn't be.
Great. Let's go to the guy who loves space, Jake.
I think he will be back. I kind of think he shouldn't be.
It's great, pal. Let me just say that I hope that Jalen gets back to being great because he's a good man. He's a good man. And Jalen, if you're listening, I love you, pal. I love you.
Got
nothing, but love for you, G. Mayor Bear and I pray for you. We got you on our prayer list. Okay, let's go to Tyron Smith. Tyron Smith, Goose, what do you think about...
Too old!
Too old! Such a quick answer!
He's 30, Norm. That's old in today's NFL. Got to start thinking about someone new there. Too old.
For reaction to that, let's go to George.
I think he is back. I don't think they have many options.
Wrong, Babster!
He's back.
And Jake Kemp.
Forced into retirement on the Monday Night Football crew opening night.
Whoa! Okay.
Pal, just please, when you're on with me, don't mention the phrase forced into retirement. Okay, let's go on. Let's talk about Andy Dalton, if we could. Andy Dalton.
He can still play.
Whoa! He can still play. That's what the goose says. He can still play. Okay, let's go over to George.
He doesn't want to be a backup. He'll be a starter next year somewhere. Can still play.
Yeah, I'm with that. I think he's back, but I don't think he's back with... Norm! I don't think he's back with the Cowboys. I don't think he's back with the Cowboys, but he's back in the NFL.
Hey, Bob Steve.
He is absolutely getting a job elsewhere for some good monies.
Hey, Jake Kidd.
Patriots quarterback, week one.
Ooh. Patriots quarterback.
Ooh, okay. Interesting one there from
Jake. Here a little bit here.
Okay. And so finally, who's playing in the Super Bowl and who wins?
Pittsburgh.
What did he say? We need to go back and slow down the tape. It was so quick.
Pittsburgh may beat the pack. May beat the pack. Another Super Bowl title for a franchise that has their act together, that has an identity, unlike the one we have in this town. I'm robotic.
Okay, Goose, we just love you, pal. We love you. We love you so much, pal. So let me just eat on this banana a little bit. And once again, what happened in this nation's capital?
We don't have time for that right now.
Who's playing in the Super Bowl and who wins?
Well, I had Chiefs and Cowboys, but I'll go Chiefs, Saints, and I'll go Chiefs repeat.
Yay! My dad.
I have Pat Mahomes getting vengeance for Len Dawson in Super Bowl I. Chiefs beat the Packers.
Dang! Yay! Great time!
I'll go Chiefs-Packers with a Packers win, putting Sandbag Bob in a very uncomfortable position for the next 6 months.
Jerk.
And I say also Green Bay, Kansas City, and Chiefs fail to repeat because Aaron Rodgers has home field. Okay, there we go. There was lightning round. Yes, that's what I predict. That's what I predict. There it is.
We'll see
ya. It is the Red Dinner with Dermot again.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Jake. See you guys. Thanks for being a part of the Cowboy Roundtable.